Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's up?
Man. There is nothing more gut-wrenching. Nothing, man, than a sick baby. Nothing, right? The helplessness, the fear, the anxiety, the sleeplessness, all of us have been there. I remember the first time we took Sophia, now she's 16, but she was a baby to Children's, and she had a, you know, as I learned, because I was a dummy about it, kids get high fevers, and they're better off than us when we get high fevers, but you don't know that when you're young parents. And Sophia had a high fever, and we were rushing her to Children's Hospital, and we were both crying. Thank God she was okay. But some kids aren't, and they battled to breathe and live, and Children's is the best place on earth for them to be. But still, the pain of this, the anxiety of this. There is a baby, a little gorgeous baby, Christian, in right now being hospitalized. And in the same hospital, with mom and dad, since the 12th. And man, it's the 27th, in case you're checking. And every single day's got to be just another day in hell until the little man is better. And I wanted to bring on his uncle, because I think there's a couple things we can do. We can talk about the baby and what we can do to help. We can talk about the parents. We can talk about COVID. We can do a lot of things to make a difference today. And I had to, and I reached out to his uncle Hunter yesterday. He's been kind enough to join us. Hunter, good morning. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on. How are you?
Well, Hunter, you know, you love this little guy. I mean, this post, you read through this and tears come into your eyes, man. What is it like for you? What is it like for mom and dad as they go through this hell with the little man? How's he doing this morning?
Well, so far, I mean, you know, he's continuing to make progress. Unfortunately, you know, with a baby, a diagnosis can't be, you know, exact. They're not, you know, they can't say exactly which way it's going to go, you know, exactly what complications he's going to have, anything like that. So all we can really do is, you know, continue to pray and hope for the best. My brother and sister-in-law, they are, as like you said, as you can imagine, just a wreck. It's been 15 days of just a nightmare. And for me, you know, as the uncle, you know, my brother's, he's a year older than me, and you know, a lot of people have siblings, you know, they have their brother, they have their sister. But, you know, for me, Brandon's my best friend. We grew up together. We have the same friend group. We've done everything together. We went to college together. Now we, you know, run our business together. And, you know, his pain is my pain. And it's just, this has been easily the worst thing any of us have ever gone through. And I'm only the uncle, you know, so it's hard to even, you know, I see what Brandon and Emily are going through, but it's hard to truly try to even understand what they're going through.
By the way, so you folks know this, I love this family. I love this little baby, and Hunter's just amazing for telling this story. And I am so grateful for him doing that. This stuff is not easy. I want to mention that right now on the top of my Facebook page, there's a GoFundMe page for the family. Because, quite frankly, Hunter, you just mentioned it. Mom and Dad, Brandon and Emily, they've been at Children's since the 12th. So, man, every sort of financial apparatus in their lives has come to a grinding halt. So on top of them battling their own illnesses, this also causes that kind of stress, does it not, sir?
Yeah, it does. And every day, you know, Brandon says to me, I don't know how I'm going to pay this. I don't know how I'm going to pay that. And, you know, obviously we've had so many people help support them already, which is absolutely phenomenal. We can't thank everyone enough. But I, you know, at the same time, I tell him every day, I say, Brandon, I will live under a bridge if it means the three of you are okay. And I truly mean that. And obviously, you know, the more help, the better, but, you know, we'll figure it out. We'll get through it somehow.
Hey, Hunter, is Christian still on a ventilator, sir?
Yes, he is. He's been on it since they got him in there. His settings are much lower. He's actually breathing over top of the ventilator. He's breathing on his own, but the ventilator is still, still also breathing for him. It's helping him out. Every time they get it super low to where they're hopefully going to remove it, he gets agitated and his oxygen drops and a bunch of stuff. The good sign is he is getting agitated with the ventilator. He's actually biting it and basically saying, get this freaking thing out of me. So hopefully, we're hoping by, maybe the end of the weekend they can get that out of there.
And the little man is battling croup and flu-like symptoms and COVID. It's been hell.
Yep.
Hey, Hunter, tell me this story, because this made my heart ache. The little man, am I accurate here? He actually stopped breathing on the way to the hospital, right?
Yes. So they were getting off the exit. I'm sure most people are familiar, the Millvale exit to get over the bridge into Lawrenceville. They were getting off that exit. My brother was driving. My sister-in-law was in the back seat with Christian in his car seat, and he stopped breathing. She, called his name to see if she, could wake him. He basically just passed out. Fortunately, she is a respiratory therapist. She was actually a respiratory therapist at Children's for over 2 years. So, that was a life-saving thing to have her there. She literally had to do CPR on Christian in the backseat of her car for 5 minutes while Brandon had to hightail it across the bridge.
Hey, Hunter, can you hang in for a minute for me, buddy?
What's that?
Can you hang in there for a minute?
Yeah.
There's so much more to this story. Right at the top of my Facebook page, Get Marty page on Facebook, we have this GoFundMe site for little Christian. Man, it's a beautiful boy. I'm sitting there thinking of my son, Vince. How much we love them. Got to help the family. Look, Mom and Dad have been in the hospital with their son since the 12th. Think about it. And you just heard Hunter, little Christian's uncle, who was so kind and gracious to join us and so kind in putting up this GoFundMe page for the family because they're hurting right now and struggling. All three, Hunter, all three, Mom, Dad, and the little man, all have fought COVID, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
they all have. Really, there's no way to tell who, who got it first. Obviously, Christian is, watched by grandparents and, different people. So, who knows if he got it first? Who knows if, his parents got it first? It's just, it's hard to say.
How did Mom and Dad, how did their bodies handle it? The little man's obviously fighting for his life. How did Mom and Dad handle it?
Yeah, they were fine.
Okay.
My brother was fine. he kind of just lost his sense of taste a little bit. My sister-in-law, she had a cough, but she was okay. Her cough developed relatively, kind of bad after he was hospitalized.
Wow.
So, she may have got it from him. You know, we have no clue.
And I'm guessing, only because I'm a family guy and there's a bunch of us, I'm guessing, Hunter, all of this has created a tremendous amount of anxiety within the family, has it not, sir?
Yeah, it's been an absolute nightmare. It's just something you would never expect, as a, they're a young couple. My wife and I were a young couple. We have our first child on the way, and the last thing you ever expect or even think about is, seeing your little nephew, fighting for his life at 9 months old.
Hunter, are you even allowed in the hospital at all?
No, I'm not. No. I can get into the lobby, but I'm not allowed up there.
And he's in intensive care, obviously, at Children's on a ventilator, right?
Yes, he's been there. He's been in the ICU since, the second he got there on the 12th.
And where are Mom and Dad staying in the hospital?
They're in the room.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, my brother has been allowed out once a day, but my sister-in-law isn't allowed out at all because of COVID. So she's been there. She did get out once. Other than that, she's literally been in those four walls with him for 15 days now.
Have you? And obviously you talked to them. How are they holding up mentally, Hunter?
It's definitely taking a major toll.
Yeah.
Every time I see my brother, it crushes my heart and tears my stomach up. I mean, he's not a big guy to begin with, and he lost over 15 pounds in 2 weeks.
Oh gosh.
So now his health isn't. Obviously he's fine, but that's certainly not something you want to be doing. But it's, I can understand because he's the type of person, there are types of people who eat when they're stressed and don't eat when they're stressed. He doesn't eat. So
God.
He probably has barely eaten over the last 2 weeks. And, that just shows how much, stress he's under right now.
And I'm guessing, there also has to be a lot of anxiety and some sort of questioning and dispute about and remorse about and anger about why the heck didn't we, why shouldn't we, why hadn't we gotten the vaccine already, right?
Yeah, well with Brandon, he keeps wanting to blame himself for many different reasons. He thinks, well, what if we, what if we didn't leave? Or what if we would have left 10 minutes earlier? What if this? What if that? What if we would have taken him to the doctor? The problem is when a baby has a cough, you don't necessarily, you don't necessarily think, oh, he's going to go into cardiac arrest.
No,
that's so rare that you don't expect that. But then I keep telling him, what if you left 10 minutes later?
Right, man.
It could have been a lot worse.
Well, Hunter, stay. We'll do anything, and I mean this, man. If you know anything about Get Marty and what we do and how we help, I will do anything to help you. Obviously, we've been communicating.
That.
I'm so grateful that you've had this time, and we're going to do everything we can. The GoFundMe page is approaching 9,000. The family would like to get to 15. We're going to try to get to 15,000 for you by the end of the day, okay?
Yeah, I really appreciate that, and I appreciate you having me on and sharing his story. So.
Anything you need, Hunter, please let me know.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.